James 1, verse 5 and 6 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt. Because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind." This morning I want to talk to you about doubt. And when you think about doubt, the first person I think of is Doubting Thomas. For those Christians, you Christians know who Doubting Thomas is, but if you don't know who Doubting Thomas is, he was one of the disciples that followed Jesus around. He was called by Jesus, and he followed Jesus everywhere he went. He witnessed. He stood there and witnessed Jesus healing leprosy right in front of his eyes. He saw the crippled man be raised up. He saw it with his own eyes. And yet we call him Doubting Thomas. He saw so many people get healed, one after another after another. One after another. If he was here today, he might tell you, he might tell us a bit of a testimony, just like we've heard. He might tell you the story about, you know, one day he was in this boat and we're in this boat with Jesus, and we're sailing along, and we're in the boat a lot, you know, because we're around the Lake of Galilee, and we're in this boat, and Jesus sees this little bay. And he says, "Guys, pull into the bay." So we pull into this bay, and we get out of the boat and pull the boat up. And all of a sudden, this guy comes up to Jesus and starts yelling and screaming. And he was nuts. He was crazy. Like, there was something drastically wrong with this guy. And Jesus starts to have a conversation with him. And the guy starts saying, "Son of David, don't torment us, don't torment us." And I'm like going, what's wrong with this guy? There's something drastically wrong with him. And Jesus is having a conversation. And the guy says, "Let us go into the pigs." You see, 150 yards just up the hill, there were 2,000 pigs there. There were 2,000 pigs. And so Jesus says, "Okay, go." All of a sudden, the pig starts squealing and making this racket, unbelievable racket. And they all run down into the lake and drown themselves. And we're looking at this going, what on earth has just happened? What happened? This Jesus, we look around and see Jesus, and the guy's normal. He's not crazy anymore. He's 100%. What just happened? All these pigs are floating in the lake. And this guy's normal. That's what Thomas would be saying if he was telling you the story, right? Another time we were in this boat, and the wind started to come up, and it was, you know, we were in the middle of the lake and it was windy, and you know, I wasn't a fisherman I wasn't a boat person. I was a carpenter, actually, building. That's what Thomas did. It starts to get seriously windy. And the fisher guys, you know, Peter and John and James, they were starting to worry because it was windy. You know, it was serious. We were taking water into the boat, and I'm just sitting there going, what do we do? Like, I'm not a boat person. So one of them goes and wakes, "Can you believe this? Jesus was in the back of the boat asleep. He was in the boat asleep. And we're going to drown." So they go and wake him up, and they say, "We're going to drown. We're going to drown." And he just gets up, as he usually does. You know, he was so calm. He was just always calm. He was always at peace. And he just gets up and he says, "Wind, cease. Waves, settle." And there was peace. And the wind stopped. And we are going, Phil, I said to Philip, "Who is this guy? Who is this guy? The wind just obeyed him. Who who is this guy? He's healed all these people and now he's telling the wind to obey. Another time, we're on this hillside and Jesus was talking all these words and I didn't understand half of what he was saying. The guy said all these profound things and I didn't understand half of them, but it was obviously something going on. He was wise and so all this crowd came and there were like 5,000 people there. 5,000 of them. There were people everywhere and they were all listening to what Jesus had to say. And I was sitting there listening as well, trying to understand what he was saying, to be honest. That was really what happened with me. I was trying to understand it. I didn't understand most of it. Anyway, it's starting to get dark and Jesus goes, well, we're going to feed them. We're gonna feed them. And I'm thinking, I said to Philip again, Philip, how are we going to feed 5,000 people? That's a lot of people. That's a lot of sandwiches we've got to make. You know, where are we going to get those sandwiches? Anyway, one of the boys, they go, oh, there's this kid here. There's a kid with a couple of fish and a few loaves of bread. You know, what about that? Anyway, Jesus goes, bring him over here. Bring him here. And Jesus, he looks up to heaven and he goes, thank you, Father, for this food. And he starts to break the bread and the fish and he puts them into baskets. And I was one of them that carried the baskets around to the people. There were 5,000 people. It took a while. I carried those baskets to them. I saw Jesus multiply food. I saw him multiply food. He calmed the storm. He healed all these people. And anyway, everyone gets fed and everyone's all happy. They've got a full stomach and Jesus sends them all off and they leave. And then Jesus goes to us, okay, boys, you guys get in the boat, head over the lake and I'll catch up with you after. I'm going to go up on the mountain and I'm going to pray. I'll catch you later. You get in the boat, start heading over to wherever. So we're in the boat. And we head off and Jesus goes up the mountain and it gets dark, you know, it gets windy and the wind's blowing against us and we're rowing and it's just, we're in the middle of the night and we're in the middle of this huge lake and all of a sudden one of the guys looks in the distance and he sees this thing coming towards us. It's like, hey, Philip, what is that? What is that over there? And it looks like, it looks like a person or something on the water. It's like, and one of them goes, it's a ghost. It's a ghost. And like we're starting to go, far out. Where's Jesus when you need him? There's a ghost coming towards us. Anyway, he gets a bit closer. And it's Jesus. And he says, don't be afraid. It's me. Don't be afraid. And he comes over and he gets in the boat. He was walking on the water and he gets in the boat. This Jesus guy, what's the story with him? I don't understand what he's saying half the time. And that's what Thomas would be saying, right? Just turn with me to John chapter 14. One day we were sitting around and and Jesus said these words to us. In John chapter 14, verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. You know the place. You know the way to the place where I'm going. And I'm Thomas, right? I'm Thomas speaking here. I'm like, I don't know where he's going. Philip, do you know where he's going? You know what he's talking about? And Philip's like, man, I don't know half the things he's talking about, but I'm not talking to him. I'm not going to say anything. And Thomas gets up the courage and he says this, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. And he said that to Thomas. And Thomas would say to us, he said to me, I am the way. He said this to me. I am the way and the truth and the life. Well, maybe he is. We saw him walk on the lake and we saw him heal that crazy guy. We saw him calm the storm. Maybe he is the way, the truth, and the life. But he's saying, if you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you know him and have seen him. So Jesus is telling us that when we look at him, we see the Father. We see that he's God. Jesus is claiming to be God by saying that. It's pretty clear he's claiming to be God. So anyway, Thomas goes on with the testimony. So anyway, what happens? We keep following Jesus around. He tells us his stuff, right? He tells us all these things and we keep following him around. And and one day Jesus, he goes, come with us, come with me. And we'll go to the Garden of Gethsemane. And there was something wrong with Jesus. There was something wrong. He wasn't like his normal self. He wasn't not at peace. He was troubled. He was just stressed over something. And we didn't know what it was. He was just stressed. And so we go to this Garden of Gethsemane and Jesus goes, oh, look, guys, sit here and I'm going to go and pray over there. And so he goes over there and something's wrong. Something is seriously wrong. Jesus is stressed. It's the first time I've seen him stressed. It's the first time I've ever seen him distressed. He was always calm as a cucumber. But this time, the something was different. And this went on for a few hours, you know, and then Judas came with all these people, and I never did like that Judas. There was something about him. I just didn't know what it was, but there was something about Judas. There was something wrong. I don't ask me why Jesus had Judas with us. I don't know why he was one of us, but there was always something. I never sat right with me. Anyway, they arrest Jesus. All these guys with clubs, and they arrest Jesus. And they take him away. And we all do a runner. You know, all the boys, we just took off because we didn't want to get arrested. We didn't want to get put in jail. So the next time I see Jesus, he's walking. They've got a cross on him and they'd beaten him up and he was just in a bad way and they'd whipped him and he had blood coming out everywhere and he couldn't even carry the cross. It was too heavy for him and they got some other guy to get him and the soldiers were just hassling Jesus no end and we're just watching going, what happened to this? He was the guy that healed people. Why can't he stop that? Why is he doing that? Why is he letting them do that to him? He told us he was like God's. He told us he was, when we look at Jesus, he was the Father. And they're doing that to him. And they took him up the hill. And they put nails in his hands. And they tied him to the cross. And they put him up on the cross and we're like, what is going on? This guy was doing all this stuff. What is happening to Jesus? I know about death. I've swore. The colour went out of him.
He was great.
One of the soldiers put a spear in his side and all his stuff came out. And he was dead. He was dead. It was over. It was over. I saw him. I saw them take the body down. I saw them wrap it up. We were watching. They wrapped his body up. Some rich guy took him and they put him in a tomb and put a big rock in front of it. And we're just like, what happened? What? This guy was supposed to be, he's supposed to be the Messiah. He's supposed to be he claimed to be God. How could they do that to, how could he let them do that to him? Anyway, a couple of days go by and and the other disciples come and see Thomas and they say to Thomas, come on, man, we're going to meet together and we'll just hang out together and we'll talk about what we're going to do. And Thomas goes, why? It's over, man. Did you not see them? Did you not see the color of his body? Did you not see that he's dead? There's no coming back from dead. He's dead. Don't you understand? I'm not meeting with you. You guys go and meet. I've got to work out what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll try and go home maybe and get a bit of work or something. I don't know. But I'm not meeting with you. You guys meet together. Whatever. Knock yourselves out. But it's over. There's nothing. There's no coming back from dead, guys. And then a week goes by and Thomas is still hanging around town and the guys come to him. And so let's just turn to John chapter 20 and see what happened. John chapter 20, verse 24. This is what happened. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where his nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were in the house again and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God. Then Jesus told him, because you have seen, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. I was in that room. This is Thomas speaking. I was in that room and Jesus came and he said, Thomas, put your fingers here. Put your hand here, Thomas. Put your hand in my side, Thomas. Stop doubting and believe. Stop doubting and believe. See, Thomas witnessed it all. He witnessed the whole thing. He witnessed every miracle. He witnessed every amazing thing. He witnessed the terrible attack that they put onto Jesus. He witnessed everything. It was a resurrection that sealed the deal. The fact that Jesus came back to life makes everything different. When Jesus enters the room, everything changes. Everything. Everything changes. When Jesus entered my room, everything changed. Everything changed. He can come today, right now, right here, right now. That's what he does. He comes in the form of the Holy Spirit. He can come into your life and everything will change. That's what he does. That's what he does today. If you don't know Jesus, if you don't know Jesus today, if you're living without a peace in your life, let me tell you something. Jesus can change that. Jesus can put peace in your peace. The Bible says peace beyond understanding. You can have so much peace you don't even understand how you get it.